And you're listening to Rumor Mill News Radio on the Micro Effect Radio Network. This is Raylan Allen. I'm the publisher of Rumor Mill News, and I'm talking with an old friend, John Gennardo, and we are talking about Planet X. And so, John, where did we leave off in those 4 minutes?
Well,
in relating this, I mean, we've gone through the various media. We've gone through the dead astronomers. We've gone through the dead Catholics. It's like, what do you think? I mean, why do you think that the New World Order has covered this up completely? Do you think it's because they want to be the only people who survive?
Well, yeah, they don't want to. They want to hang on to their wealth and to their control as long as possible. They're trying to make a very fast transition. They're being forced by this planet hurtling at us. They're being forced to be very hasty and try to take over the world as quickly as they possibly can. That's why you see this very rapid and frenzied movement toward world government with all the bold, outrageous, offensive plans that they've been initiating that we know is going to cause revolution. It's going to cause a tremendous backlash of anger from all the people in the world, the economic disasters that are coming.
And tomorrow...
They kept the secret because they wanted to forestall the economic collapse.
Yeah.
They didn't want to create an economic collapse by telling the people the truth. That's why I believe the Pope died and so many other people died and Maliki Martin died and anybody you know who talked about it, because they wanted to maintain the people's complacency throughout these years when they knew it was coming in. And all at the same time that they were controlling the NASA, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, space telescopes watching this thing come in, and then they built this multi-billion-dollar facility. I don't know how much, you know, it probably cost a lot of money, but it's a huge building, which is actually a telescope right at the South Pole. There's no logical reason why anyone would do that unless they're looking for some object coming in below us, which is exactly
and
what's happening.
Interestingly enough, on Google Earth, you can actually see that building. I've seen it. So it is there.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't block it out somewhere.
No, they did not block it out. At least the last time I was there, I was able to see it. An interesting...
Multi-billion-dollar facility. I don't know how much, you know, it probably cost a lot of money, but it's a huge building, which is actually a telescope right at the South Pole. There's no logical reason why anyone would do that unless they're looking for some object coming in below us, which is exactly
and
what's happening.
Interestingly enough, on Google Earth, you can actually see that building. I've seen it. So it
wow.
is there.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't block it out somewhere.
No, they did not block it out. At least the last time I was there, I was able to see it. And interestingly enough, there is information that there's a volcano in the South Pole. And I swear, one of the times I looked on Google Earth, I could see the volcano also, because it is melting the ice. And there's this one spot in on the North Pole that is not quite...
North or south?
Pardon? The South Pole. Interestingly enough, if you go to the North Pole isn't even there. There's no ice there. I don't know what that's all about.
Wow.
So people need to download Google Earth and just keep looking at the planet on Google Earth, because I think sometimes they forget to censor that particular part of it.
That's terrific. They should photograph it and copy it so that they, if it does get taken down, they'll have a representation of it.
Yeah, I actually did photograph it. It's, I took a screenshot of it and put it up on Rumor Mill. So people
right.
can see it. I don't know where it is, but it's somewhere there.
Well,
we have it in my archives. Anyway, we have. I think that you have documented this. You know, with the scientists, you've documented it with the religious side.
Yes.
What can people do? I mean,
the first thing that people can do is turn to God, because all the scriptures that we read tell us that God is actually the pitcher on the mound, on the pitcher's mound, hurling this planet at us. As the scriptures now, it's a very grim message, and that is that this earth is going to be destroyed, or virtually completely destroyed, worse than it has been, it's going to be more devastating than any other previous passage. that has occurred over the millennia. But God promises to restore the earth, to halt the destruction before it's totally destroyed, and then restore the earth to its pristine beauty, and it'll be ruled by God himself, and with virtue and righteousness and love, and no more of man's demonic influences and greed and destruction and massive killing that he has been conducting throughout the millennia with his warfare and greed. So that's what we have to do, is pray to God. The message is pray to God. But secondly, there are physical things we can do to collect
for
water,
protection. Yes.
Food,
hold on,
et
because we still haven't finished talking about Bill Gates and what he's doing.
Oh.
We'll be back. This is Rumor Mill News on the Micro Effect Radio Network, and we will be back to talk about Bill Gates and his seed vault. You're listening to Rumor Mill News Radio. This is Raylan Allen. I'm talking with John DiNardo, and we're talking about Planet X. And now he's going to talk about some things that we can do to survive this.
Right. I'm looking at Marshall Masters' terrific book titled Planet X Forecast and 2012 Survival Guide at his website, yowbooks.com, Y-O-W books, Y-O-W-B-O-O-K-S.com, where you can order this book, Planet X Forecast and 2012 Survival Guide. I'm going to read you some of from the table of contents regarding the section on survival, disregarding the other sections about Planet X. There's so much in this book. Let's see, coping with a violent sun, coronal mass ejections, solar flares, solar storm nasties, the 818 solar storm SA survival plan, whatever that is, go to ground safety zones, using cell phones to find safety zones, home-based safety zones, shelters for city dwellers, urban shelters for freestanding homes, protecting electronics, breaking the loop, shield caging, simple Faraday cages for the home. Let's see, where else? What else? A moment of hope for box stores. The next contraction, the eBay phenomenon. Survival are us. Survival candles are us. Victory gardens are us. 2012 clothing are us. Scoot packs and walkouts, three-day disasters. The worst will be worse than before. 2012 and a San Francisco tsunami. Governments will be overwhelmed. Creating a walkout plan. Choosing your walkout haven. Planning the walkout route. Develop a simple signal system. Scoot packs for adults. Selecting a backpack. Adult scoot pack. Non-food items in outdoor stores. Scoot pack. Clothing you can buy at the mall. Adult scoot pack. Non-food items in the home. Adult scoot pack. Food items in the home. Is it time to get a gun? One way or another. If I had a hammer, and he talks about how you can use a certain carpenter's hammer as like a battle axe. And then he goes on to the power elites, the power of ignorance, and I presume that that's how they use our ignorance against us and to their advantage. Merging present-day evolutionary theories, which, I'm talking more about survival here.
So in other words, you think he has put it all together?
Yeah, he seems to have a lot of good survival information. He talks about how the elites are planning to survive, and you did mention the seed bank, and we all know about that seed vault. It's getting to be pretty well known, but they don't know the inside story, and that is that you mentioned that Marshall Masters, in his YouTube video, or actually his website video, talks about how Bill Gates spent a lot of money on shipping, buying into the shipping industry in order to somehow, I didn't catch the whole thing, but he's going to use it for to bring his people to a particular place on the earth, which is kind of hostile environment, cold and lonely, but it does house the seed vault. And perhaps these ships are going to be a way of bringing the world's elite to this one place where they think they can survive. I don't know. Marshall Masters does have a wealth of information on Planet X. The book is titled Planet X Forecast and 2012 Survival Guide, which you can get at yowbooks.com. Now, I'm not getting anything out of this. He's just a good guy who's done a lot of good work. I don't make a penny off of this this referral.
And I'll see if I can get him on the radio, too. That'll be very good. so that he sounds like he has done more research on this than anybody that I know of. On all
yeah,
aspects.
I mean, and he's a great speaker too.
Yeah, yeah, he is.
So anyway, what you're
suggesting is that people get this book.
But also, and there's more to it than that too, Ray Ellen. As I said, as we go about our daily activities, preparing for the incoming planet, Steve Quayle, incidentally, said on his program last night that he tends to get military intelligence. And what he said was that they're expecting an earthquake possibly sometime in a few months, a big earthquake. It could be the New Madrid Fault. That's been something that's been of great concern for many years. There was a huge earthquake in the New Madrid Fault, which is the center of the United States, back in the 1830s, I believe, or earlier. And now it looks like it's ready to go with all these, the Earth being traumatized by Planet X's approach in terms of the gravitational pull, the electric field, and the electromagnetic field of Planet X. And not only Planet X, but there's a whole gang of other celestial objects that are being pulled in gravitationally by Planet X. Because, you know, gravity is a powerful pulling force, just as we know, we're pulled down to the Earth by gravity. And now, we don't have that much mass, but can you imagine Planet Earth gravitationally having a tug of war with another huge planet? One planet that's 4, 5, or 6 times greater than Planet Earth. Well, the gravitational pull could be tremendous, even at a distance of 15 or 20 million miles away. And I think that's projected that it will pass that close, around 15 million miles. The Earth is being traumatized. The magma, the molten lava core of the Earth is being heated up because the core flows now are becoming very disoriented, and that's why we're one of the reasons why we're losing our magnetic field. Also, the sun's hyperactivity is causing the magnetic field to die. So anyway, we've got to get prepared by knowing how we can shield ourselves and escape the geological disasters that we expect to be coming, such as the tsunami. Oh, I wanted to tell your audience about this, the kids who watch the Cumbre Vieja volcanic mountain in the Canary Island chain, which is many scientists are concerned because that thing is disconnected from the entire flank, western flank, is disconnected from the volcanic mountain on the island of La Palma. And they expect it to slide down, sort of like an ice cube would slide down a sliding board, when the volcano begins to erupt, which is where all volcanoes are starting to heat up now on planet Earth. And when this thing erupts, the steam from the volcano will cause the flank, half a trillion ton flank to slide into the ocean and cause a landslide-driven tsunami, which would be much, much greater in magnitude than the typical tsunami that we saw in Christmas of 2004, that will wipe out the East Coast, all the way from Canada, Nova Scotia, down to Florida and into South America, when the tidal wave from that Cumbre Vieja slide occurs.
And you can just pull it up on Google Earth and you can see it. I mean, it's right there. It's got a cut right into the ocean. I mean, you can just see it.
Very good. You actually saw the cut in the mountain flank.
Yeah, absolutely. It's right there. It's plain for everybody to see. So what he's talking about is absolutely real. There's two cuts coming down from the volcano, and just people, it's the Isla de La Palma, and you can look it up. La Palma, Santa Cruz de Canary, I think is what it's called.
Right, and what I do is I go to a website called Volcano Live. I think most people can memorize that, volcanolive.com.
Yes.
And you can click on breaking news there, and you'll find out all the latest volcanic activity from volcanologist John Siech. This Simon Day, geologist stationed at the Cumbre Vieja volcano in the Canary Islands, thinks that that mountain flank has been disconnected ever since 1949, just waiting for something to cause it to slide into the ocean.
I mean, as I said, Google Earth points that out perfectly to anybody with eyes to see. You're listening to Rumor Mill News Radio on the Micro Effects Radio Network. Hold on. We'll be right back. We're talking about Planet X. And right at the moment, we're talking about a tsunami coming from the Canary Islands. This is Raylan Allen. I'm talking with John DiNardo, and we are talking about the Canary Islands and the volcano that is on La Palma. And... yes, you can absolutely see how part of this mountain is just literally hanging by a thread. If the volcano erupts, that side of the island falls into the ocean, and boy.
The landslide-driven tsunami would be tremendous. The scientists at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology have done studies of this. They've done small-scale simulations of this landslide-driven tsunami, as well as computer simulations, and they have conservatively estimated that the first plop, the first wave created when this huge half a trillion ton flank of this mountain, the Cumbre Vieja, slides into the western side of the ocean, of the island, into the Atlantic Ocean, they estimated the height would be greater than 2 Empire State Buildings. That would be the first wave, and then after that the wave would settle down somewhat and travel at a velocity what they estimate to be about 450 miles an hour. It'll travel toward Britain and Portugal, as well as it'll get there in about 3 hours. It'll travel toward the east coast of North America and South America, hitting all the cities along the United States and South American countries, as well as Canada. What we have to do is stay tuned to VolcanoLive.com, and whenever you see that volcano heating up, I haven't seen it heat up yet, but when it begins to erupt, get ready to get your scoot pack and your belongings, whatever emergency pack that you can take with you for a short-term trip, and get ready to jump in the car with your family and drive westward, away from the East Coast. If you live anywhere near the East Coast, I live near the East Coast. I'm in northern New Jersey, and sort of a pretty good elevation, about 30 miles in, I guess, inland. So I have to be careful, too. I don't think I have too far to drive to go northwest to the higher mountains which surround me. But this is what we all have to do, is watch for that volcano, and don't sell your house. You can't sell it anyway. But no, jump in your car and take a day trip. Take a day off from work and play hooky. But just get away for a couple of days. Your house will be gone when you come back, but at least you'll be there.
Interestingly enough, somebody gave us a prediction of an earthquake hitting L.A., and we said the same thing. Take a day off. Well, it didn't hit L.A. It hit the Salton Sea. And what is so unusual about that is shortly, maybe a month before that, we had a man that gave us the prediction of the earthquake in that area that literally was going to open up, the Central Valley to the ocean once again. And when the earthquake hit in the Salton Sea, I did, again, some research on Google Earth, and sure enough, you can see that there are rivers going from the old Salton Sea to the Gulf of Cortez, that body of water that separates Baja from Mexico.
Raylan, I think you've come up with a good idea. People to do Google Earth and try to look for earthquakes beginning to emerge. Just by looking at the Earth and taking pictures of it one day and then taking pictures of it again maybe a couple days later, you might be able to see differences in these fissures and cracks and little streams and gullies or whatever.
Well,
that's a great idea.
Google Earth is not recent, unfortunately.
It's not real time.
Let me just see how old this one is.
I guess it wouldn't be real time.
No, it isn't. It's usually about a month old. so it's, unfortunately, it's not real time.
Okay.
But it still shows a lot.
Well, you know, we have other information, too, that we can gather to monitor the any possible imminent earthquakes. And this is so important because lives can be saved if we all get together, and not one person can do it alone, but thousands of us working together, maybe we could save some lives in predicting these earthquakes and the tsunamis.
Boy,
people, and thank goodness for the internet, we can all link up and understand the problem and become a united research organization.
What is that website again? Volcano what?
VolcanoLive.com.
Okay, Volcano.live.
Go there and click on Breaking News. You might want to do that, Rael, and then tell the people what you're seeing there. You'll see in all the volcanoes throughout the world which ones are becoming active and details as to their activity.
Okay,
that's
one
a good
in Chile
site.
And the Galapagos Islands and another Chile. So it looks, Papua New Guinea, Indonesia. Oh, Krakatoa. Oh, my gosh, Krakatoa's becoming active again.
And Edgar Cayce actually had true supernatural prophecies that came from God that told him about these earth changes. And what Edgar Cayce said, one of the things he said was that California, San Francisco, and Los Angeles both will be destroyed before New York even.
Wow.
But again, we can now, that doesn't mean that everybody's going to be killed. Those who are embracing God in their mind, and those who are following and staying awake, and what Jesus says is to watch and pray. Those who are keeping their eyes on what's happening and getting prepared, they can save themselves, and that their love for others will prompt them to save others, to help to alert others to this threat. Because the mass media wants us, the people who own the mass media want millions and billions of us to die. They consider us useless eaters. They want to survive, and they want us to die. So we have to give our love, overcome their hatred and their killing motive with our love for others.
Well, I just looked up Krakatoa, and you can absolutely see the smoke coming off Krakatoa, even on Google Earth. So Krakatoa is definitely coming alive. And that would be just like the one up in Alaska. It's, you know, has been spewing, but they are saying that it's building up to spew, a huge amount.
Right. It's really scary. And also, there are volcano, there are earthquake hazards up there in Alaska, too, that are ready to go, as well as New Madrid Fault Zone in the center of the United States. But, you know, there are ways we can detect the earthquakes. There are frogs, millions and millions of frogs that come crawling out of the earth before an earthquake.
You know, you're
basically, this is in the Bible, in the book of Exodus, written, 4000 B.C.? By Moses, where he recounted what happened, that all these frogs, God said these frogs would come out of the ground and inundate the Pharaoh, and God was putting a lot of pressure on Pharaoh to release his people out of slavery. And he said, if you don't do it, I'm going to have all these frogs come in on you and just inundate you like a flood. And sure enough, that's what the Bible said, that Pharaoh's quarters, his home, everything was inundated with frogs. And then they all died, and there was piles of dead frogs laying all over the place, and the place just stunk terribly. Well, that's exactly what happened in China last year, right before the earthquake, this huge earthquake. I got the photograph. I'll email it to you.
Okay.
You see these millions of frogs coming out of the ground, and people are riding their bicycles down the street in China days before the massive earthquake that occurred last May.
Oh, this is just amazing.
So people can look for frogs coming out of the ground. You see frogs in the New Arkansas, Missouri area, tell people about it. You see worms coming out of the ground. That's another indication. Insects coming out of the ground. You see animals starting to get frenzied and excited. Watch the squirrels. Watch the cats, the domestic animals, the birds. All animals you can observe, just watch their behavior under normal conditions, and then as you watch them from day to day, you'll begin to understand what is normal animal behavior and what is abnormal animal behavior. This will give you clues as to an imminent earthquake, because the animals can sense the vibrations deep within the earth. they have like a frequency receptor somehow. But it's been proven. That's why the tsunami of 2004 in Asia didn't kill, according to Art Bell, did not kill not one elephant.
They knew. I do remember reading something about the villagers who followed the animals up into the hills.
Very good.
And they were, they were saved.
I didn't know about that. That's a wonderful story to bring out to people, to show them that we've got to watch the animals. But we've got to do it as a team. I can't do it alone. You can't do it alone. But maybe many thousands of us in California, where the danger is very high, in New Jersey, where the danger is very high, can get together and start to communicate through the Internet and warn one another. We can have a huge network of people, and love can be the binding force between us.
Oh, that is absolutely true. Krakatau did explode in 2001, 2002, and again in 2008.
This is
a volcano that has been active. And, most people don't know that Krakatau is the volcano that, when it exploded in the late 80s, there was a pall around the Earth for what, 2 to 3 years?
In the 1980s?
Excuse me, 1880s.
Yes, you're right. Oh, yeah, it's true. It was a devastating volcanic eruption.
And, crops didn't grow. I imagine there was quite a bit of loss of life at that time also.
But you know what, too, Ray Ellen? You can take, you can have tree scientists look at the rings on trees.
Right.
And they can tell you what year was the year when there was volcanic ash covering the earth, blocking out the sunlight, because those rings are narrowed. And they can count the rings and find out what year, what was the year when the rings were narrowed. And that's one of the ways that they found that Planet X had come into our solar system and caused tremendous earthly devastation around 3,600 years ago, just by looking at the rings on petrified trees.
Yes.
So we can.
We're practically at the end of the show. What do you think you want to leave our listeners with?
Let's get together. Let's all organize people who are concerned so that we can warn each other and broaden our voices so that we can reach many, many people across the country and around the world through the Internet and warn them of where the next volcano earthquake or volcanic eruption may occur. I know a woman who actually is able to sense earthquakes. She's done this. She gets sick whenever an earthquake is about to happen in the Northern Hemisphere. I've got to contact her and find out what she's been feeling.
And
but these are things we can
do. Other group that has a lot of really good earthquake info on visitjujob.com. I'll put that up. But you can hear the music is here. Our time is over. Gosh, John, these 3 hours went really fast. And so, folks, this is Raylan Allen from RumorMillNews.com. Remember, if you try to pull up RumorMillNews.com and can't get it, it's because your ISP is blocking you. Call them and tell them to stop blocking you. And I'll be back tomorrow.
Thanks so much.
Oh, with Sheldon Neidel. Sheldon Neidel will be my guest tomorrow. And thank you, John. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye, everyone. I can see the heaven in your eyes.